All right, well, now let's talk about Citigroup. This is going to be a big story for the next 24 hours, folks, so get ready. Put your seatbelts on. CEO Chuck Prince expected to announce an overhaul of his company's workforce that could affect, well, we don't know how many thousands of jobs. There are all sorts of numbers out there. The question is, will it cure what ails Citi? Jason Goldberg is Lehman Brothers analyst. David Enrich is reporter with Dow Jones Newswires. And it's a pleasure to have both of you with us. Jason, let me begin with you. You know, we have heard all sorts of numbers, 17,000, 25,000, 30,000, even 45,000 over 3 years from our own Charlie Gasparino. But I was reading your research, and you said, look, if Citi wants to get competitive here with its peers, they need to cut 80,000 jobs, or 25% of their workforce.
Well, what we're trying to point out is, if you look at, you know, Citi's revenue per employee versus other global banks, they're about 80,000 people shy. We do not expect them to cut 80,000 people, because really expenses are only one half the problem. The other half is the revenue side. So there's certainly a lot of work to be done on the expense side, but they also got to get the revenue engine going as well.
All right, so how many do you expect, Jason, tomorrow? I mean, what is the number that you expect to hear and that you'd be all right with?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be tens of thousands. There's obviously been a lot of numbers tossed around, and there's obviously, you'll have, I think, headcount reductions. And I think importantly, you'll also have a lot of headcount moves to lower cost locations, you know, from places like, you know, New York, people to, you know, say Cincinnati, or people from London to Mumbai. There are a lot of headquarter buildings they have in major cities where they pay up for people, and there's clearly room to move those to lower cost locations.
David, how much of the cuts here are going to be actually getting rid of heads, and how much of it is going to be reshuffling or letting people choose to take buyouts, which, you know, as Charlie Gasparino has said, might be interpreted by some on Wall Street as a much weaker move than actually coming out with the hatchet?
Well, we haven't heard any news of there being voluntary buyouts. There are people who are getting fired or getting severance payments, but the numbers we're hearing are that 15,000, a net reduction of about 15,000 jobs, and then probably at least another 10,000 or so relocations from the U.S. to lower cost locations such as India. But I think really the key question, and one of the things that people are going to be looking for tomorrow, is the timing of all of these cuts, and whether they're, how much of it's occurring all of a sudden, and whether there's a round of cuts for a few thousand jobs in this week, or if it's going to be extended over a longer period of time and maybe through attrition, because their Citigroup has massive turnover, and it's anywhere from 30 to 50,000 people leave the company each year. So that's one fairly easy way for them to cut a lot of jobs. Just the question is how quickly that's going to happen and how quickly it's going to trickle down to the bottom line.
And Jason, let's talk about the bottom line part. I mean, how much money, no matter how they're getting at it tomorrow, and I know we can put a lot of question marks about how valid any actual here's how much money we're going to save number is, but what do you expect to hear a number tomorrow, and what do you think it should or must be to satisfy shareholders?
Yeah, we think, you know, something in excess of $2 billion is what we would expect. You know, you don't get that all at once, although we do expect some contribution this year, but it'll take them some time. And that $2 billion is on top of another $2 billion the company earmarked last October, tied to other kind of system integration initiatives it has in plan. So a fair amount of room to kind of cure the expense side and get this company back in terms of producing positive operating leverage versus negative operating leverage, where expense growth outpaced revenue growth the last couple of years.
And I know, gentlemen, then obviously once we get done expenses, the topic becomes what to do with the revenue side to jumpstart that. That, of course, another conversation. Thanks so much for both of you for joining us.